T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another full day of opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. We've got the story.
Wichita man faces a murder charge in the death of his infant son. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Layoffs begin at Spirit AeroSystems. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Another storm system moving out of the Rockies will give us the chance of light rain or snow today and this evening. Our complete forecast and the timeline of that is coming up.
A full day of opening arguments by House impeachment managers was designed to lay out a timeline of quid pro quo.
Throughout about 8 hours of an opening presentation, House impeachment managers frequently relied on video clips highlighting testimony from impeachment inquiry hearings and President Trump's own words.
But there was a lot of corruption having to do with the 2016 election against us, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
House Democrats point to exchanges like that as part of the motivation President Trump had to withhold security assistance to Ukraine. His personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, counters.
You're making it for an emotive purpose. It's a video that's been seen before.
And Sekulow adds it doesn't show any violation of law or regulation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Layoff notices are being handed out to workers in the aviation industry.
Around 2,800 workers at Spirit Aviation have or will be receiving notices by the end of the week. The move comes after production of the Boeing 737 MAX was halted. Kyle Johnson, who works at Spirit, tells KSN News he's worried about the layoffs.
It's definitely nerve-wracking. I've got a wife and a young child, and the layoffs, more than anything, scare me just because I lose my insurance.
Those who are laid off will be paid for 60 days, and after that, they will be able to apply for unemployment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita man is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his 2-month-old son. 23-year-old Marlon Williams charged Wednesday after his son Merrill Williams died January 16th. Marlon Williams is also charged with 3 counts of aggravated battery. Wichita police say they were called to a home January 10th. On a report of that, a child was not breathing. The boy was taken to a hospital after being found unresponsive. He suffered critical injuries, and medical personnel found he had previous injuries. His twin sister had a healing broken femur. Williams is held on $500,000 bond.
During a ceremony yesterday in Washington, D.C., Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey was appointed by Attorney General William Barr to the Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it's a big honor for Chief Ramsey.
I know the chief is very excited and very honored to be part of this commission and looks forward to working with the other commissioners and identifying those social factors contributing to crime and ideas and looking at ways to help reduce crime and not only helping nationwide, but also bringing those ideas back here to Wichita.
2 months ago, President Trump signed an executive order authorizing the commission to explore modern issues affecting law enforcement that most impact the ability of American policing to reduce crime.
One person is dead, 7 more hospitalized in Seattle after several people opened fire outside a busy downtown McDonald's during the Wednesday evening commute. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best.
We had a lot of officers already nearby. We responded immediately. We discovered victims at the scene in about a 1-block radius or so. Officers immediately started life-saving measures.
This is the 3rd downtown Seattle shooting in 2 days.
China is trying to stop the spread of a deadly new form of coronavirus producing pneumonia-like symptoms. Officials closed off the city of Wuhan, where hundreds of cases of the disease are confirmed. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports.
The number of sick people has now jumped to more than 500. 17 people are now dead, and the virus is now in the U.S. A patient visiting China returned to Washington State before our airport screenings began, but President Trump told Maria Bartiromo that Americans have no reason to worry.
Not at all. I don't think they should be worried. This is one person out of tens of millions of people that travel.
Health officials say it looks like the coronavirus spread through close human-to-human contact, but it's not as easily through the air. Now, early signs of infection includes respiratory symptoms, fever, and cough. In more severe cases, it can lead to pneumonia.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Suspensions handed out by the Big 12 Conference after the basketball brawl in Lawrence. We'll recap that and get reaction coming up in sports.
The newest members of baseball's Hall of Fame got their chance to meet with the media Wednesday. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Like many Americans, Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall has been watching the impeachment trial unfolding in the Senate.
This has been a sham since day one. It sounds like it's going to be a relatively efficient process. Everywhere I go across Kansas, people just tell me they're sick and tired of the whole thing.
Marshall commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The newest members of baseball's Hall of Fame got their chance to meet with the media Wednesday.
Derek Jeter and Larry Walker addressed reporters for the first time Wednesday as the latest elected members to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Jeter entering in his first year on the ballot by near unanimous vote. He reflected on getting into Cooperstown after years of people assuming he was a lock.
The best way to answer is I just don't know what to say. I'm looking forward to this summer.
Jeter, of course, entering the hall with a New York Yankees cap on his plaque. As for Walker, well, that was more of a question mark.
I think with that, the years that I spent there, that it will be a Colorado Rockies hat that I'll be wearing to the Hall of Fame.
Walker getting in on his 10th and final year on the modern era ballot. He'll be the first Colorado Rockies enshrinee in Cooperstown. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A woman says she was groped on a flight and that the airline may have blamed her for it.
22-year-old Tia Jackson was on a Spirit Airlines flight from Atlanta to Detroit when she fell asleep. She says she woke up to the man sitting next to her with his hand down her pants. This happened shortly before landing. She pressed the call button, but
I told him, I said, you need to get him away from me. Like, he needs to be moved. And that's when it was like, well, if it was such a problem or if it was bothering you so much, why didn't you move?
Spirit Airlines says they are taking her allegations seriously, and the FBI is investigating this alleged assault. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now. 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we've got a traffic accident. Just continue to watch for a slowdown near Central and West Street. A non-injury traffic accident there. Central and West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve, and happy Friday Eve.
Friday Eve, okay. That's you, boy. You're counting the days down. Yeah, how about that?
Well, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. For a second, even yesterday, it's like the days have been kind of blending into one another.
Yeah.
Not so much because we've been dealing with the same thing every day, but just because it's these storm systems. You know, it seems like it's system after system after system where it's quiet for a couple of days, and then we get the snow and the ice, and then the sun comes back out and it's quiet for a couple of days, and then another one rolls through.
Yeah.
So yeah, for a second, I thought yesterday was Tuesday. I thought today was Wednesday for a second. So I'm not necessarily wishing you a happy Friday Eve. I'm just trying to remind myself what day it is.
And today is just Thursday, Ronnell. If you need any help, it's Thursday, okay?
There yeah, you thank you. But yeah, that latest storm system, we're not quite out of the woods just yet, and it's not done yet. Even though we're waking up to a much drier start, of course, not as much rain or snow falling from the sky. Roads are still a bit damp out there. It had a little bit of fog earlier this morning, but a lot of us should be able to get into work just fine. That evening commute may be a little bit tricky just because we'll have a 30% chance of rain mixed with snow showers again, and at times there could even be a little bit more snow than rain, similar to what happened yesterday. So far, though, mostly cloudy skies expected, high of 42. Still going to be chilly out there, but highs pretty close to normal for this time of year. Northwesterly winds already picking up, and they could reach nearly 20 miles an hour as we continue to go through the day. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. That rain snow chance picking up by the time we get into the late afternoon, evening hours, possibly continuing into the early part of the overnight. But then by the time we wake up Friday, things should really have wrapped up from there, and a lot of that moisture pushing off to the east along with that backside of this storm system. So that means our Friday, mostly to partly cloudy skies, dry, high of 45, little bit warmer, but still keeping a chill in the air with breezy northwesterly winds at 10 to 20. The entire weekend looks like it should stay dry with a mix of clouds and sun, going from 40 Saturday back up into the middle 50s by Sunday. So that warming trend we've been talking about, yeah, we're one day closer to that. Getting close to 60 by next Monday. Feeling pretty nice, but don't get too excited because looks like our next storm system right around the corner cooling us down by Tuesday. Another chance for some rain, snow showers by then. Right now, we're at 38 degrees. Northwest winds at 16 miles an hour, making it feel more like 29, but not too bad out there when it comes to how bitter it could feel with us being in late January now.
Wow, that was pretty slushy yesterday. I noticed that the actual snowfall amount near Eisenhower Airport, 0.7 inches, according to the National Weather Service. Now, there were other snow depths. Did you see some 2 inches around, Ronnell?
Yeah, mainly to our east and to the north as well, getting close to a couple of inches. Not so much around here, but with that total coming out just a little bit less than an inch at the airport, you know, I think I mentioned yesterday it was that wet snow because temperatures, you know, didn't really fall below freezing.
Right.
You know, we were just above, so it was that wet snow that still caused that wintry mess yesterday.
All right. Thanks, Ronnell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:13 now, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS, Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. On this date in 1977, the TV miniseries Roots, based on Alex Haley's novel, began airing on ABC, one of the first big miniseries to air on TV, Roots, on this day in 1977. 7:14 with Stephen, Ted, and Ted, just quickly, mentioned that Larry Walker is being been inducted in the Baseball's Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this, but I actually played slow pitch softball with Larry Walker for several years.
Really?
Not the same Larry Walker.
Oh, not the same guy.
This guy was a guy we went to school with over at Weston. And Larry was our right fielder for several years. The guy could throw a ball. Oh, man, he had an arm. You know what I mean? He'd take your glove off. This is not the same Larry Walker, though.
Different guy.
Different guy. Hey, we've got a birthday today.
Yes.
Right? Zianos having a birthday?
One of our co-workers?
Zianos Tisdale, one of our account executives here. Can't miss her. She's always in a good mood. She carries about a great big bucket of some sort of liquid around. You ever notice that? She's got this giant container, maybe a 4-gallon container, something like that. She's always got something in there. I can't tell what it is.
We don't know what it is?
Oh, it's like the mystery liquid's in there, but... Janos does a good job. We appreciate Janos.
Yes, we do.
She's a fine person.
She's nice to work with.
I'd like to share with you this morning because of so many of you out there don't have the time to read books. I'm reading them for you, okay? You know I like to read, Ted. I spend a lot of my spare time with my nose in a book. I just finished one that was pretty fascinating. And I want to learn something I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So
what'd you get into?
I bought this book called Tough Luck,
okay,
by R.D. Rosen. This is about Sid Luckman, and this is going back a few years. Some of you maybe have never heard of Sid Luckman. I had. He was one of the early day pioneers of the NFL.
Big
time. Great quarterback. Yep. In fact, he was one of the pioneers of the T formation,
yes,
if you know what that is, and the forward pass.
Yep.
Threw a lot of passes. Anyway, he was from Brooklyn, and in 1935, tragedy struck his family. He was a high school football star there at Erasmus Hall High School in Brooklyn. And this is a high school that people like Barbara Stanwyck, I mean, all these famous people came out of this little Jewish high school there in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, his father, Meyer Luckman, who was part owner of a trucking company, made headlines for a gangland murder of his own brother-in-law.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, his dad in this garage, his dad and two other guys just beat the hell out of his brother-in-law and killed him over some gambling debts and whatnot.
Gosh.
Yeah, interesting, huh? So Sid Luckman became a big star at Columbia and then the Hall of Fame NFL quarterback in Chicago. Meanwhile, his dad, Meyer Luckman, served 20 years to life in Sing Sing Prison.
Ooh.
And wound up passing away in prisons. And this is pretty interesting about Luckman played for the George Halas, one of the pioneers of the NFL, the old Chicago Bears, the monsters of the Midway. And you were talking about Slinging Sammy Baugh and all these.
Yeah, another classic from that era.
It's interesting that the guys used to get in trouble for betting on games, but the first four NFL teams were financed and owned by gamblers.
Well, that's who had all the money back then.
They had all the money, and it was interesting because the Chicago Bears, when Sid Luckman was playing back in the 40s, they played for championships several times against a crosstown rival known as the Chicago Cardinals.
Yep.
And I'm old enough to remember when Chicago Cardinals, before they went to St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I'm going back a ways there. But anyway, there you go. It's interesting work. It's Tough Luck by R.D. Rosen. And like I said, a lot of stuff about a famous football player I didn't know anything
about. You didn't know.
He became really good friends with people like Frank Sinatra and people like that. And he had an interesting life.
Sid Luck. Oh, boy, no kidding.
All right, 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for The Real Sports Now with Ted Woodward on this Thursday morning. Ted?
The repercussions from the basketball brawl in Lawrence Tuesday night
at
the end of the KUK State game, the Big 12 Conference handing out suspensions. Two players from each team. The largest suspension goes to Silvio DeSouza of Kansas, 12-game suspension. Some thought he might be tossed out for the season.
Really?
Also for KU, David McCormick gets a 2-game suspension. On the other side, for Kansas State, 8 games for James Love, who was in street clothes and stormed off the bench. His suspension will start in effect whenever he gets healthy and back in uniform. And K-State's Antonio Gordon got a 3-game suspension. Reaction from this from ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
The kid DeSouza should be absolutely thanking everyone involved that he only gets 12 games. Because remember this, there are many guys right now who would be in that position that he was in, throwing punches, holding a chair. He's lucky that the coach came, the assistant coach, and really got that chair away. Because the bottom line is, can you imagine what might have happened? Think about it. Somebody's going to get arrested today, and they're going to get handcuffed, go to jail, the whole bit, for attempted assault. And that was really the look what he had. So I'm telling you, he got a lucky break. I really believe in helping kids. So let's hope and pray that he takes advantage of this opportunity and he handles it in a very classy manner, apologizes, etc., and goes on with his life. Because really, it was ugly, ugly, ugly. In my 40 years at ESPN, I have not seen an episode like that.
Wow.
DeSouza did issue an apology on Twitter.
I mean, hard to disagree with what he said there.
No doubt about it. Last night, big hockey night in Wichita. The ECHL All-Star Classic was hosted by the Wichita Thunder at Intrust Bank Arena. And, of course, during the specialty competition, some interesting results. The hardest shot contest winner shooting the puck at 95 miles per hour. And Wichita Thunder's Chris Crane finished runner-up in the accuracy shooting competition. Also for the Wichita Thunder, Billy Excel finished second place in the fastest skater event. As for the All-Star game itself, that 3-on-3 tournament ended up with the Eastern Conference All-Stars beating the Western Conference 4-2 in the championship game. As Wichita wraps up All-Star week hosting the ECHL All-Star game. Pro basketball in the NBA last night in Toronto. The Raptors hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. Big night for the Raptors, and starting at shooting guard, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet here on the Raptors Radio Network.
Runs it front court on the bounce. Gets it to VanVleet. Deep three in the air. Good! Down the bottom of the well for Fred VanVleet. Raptors up 10-190.
Raptors go on to win it, 107-95. Fred, 6 of 7 from three-point range last night.
Oh, wow.
22 points and 8 assists on the night for VanVleet. The Raptors are in the number 3 spot right now in the Eastern Conference and riding a 5-game winning streak. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers are a week and a half out from the Super Bowl in Miami. And a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans are trying to figure out how to afford getting to the Super Bowl.
Hotel prices in Miami are skyrocketing, ranging from $250 a night to $2,500. And if you're coming in from out of town, round-trip flights could set you back up to $1,500. Three major airlines are even adding extra flights to help fans get to South Florida. So will all of the credit charges pay off? According to diehard fans, that's a no-brainer. Aisha Husney, Fox News.
And, of course, a week and a half out, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talks about the game itself versus all the noise that surrounds it.
Right. We've really kept it. We've got a tight itinerary, and we're sticking to that. You know, we're there to play, but we're also there. It's a Super Bowl, and we understand everybody's got their jobs doing. People are interested, so we understand that.
So, yeah, that's a week and a half out. Super Bowl, of course, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Chiefs and the 49ers. JUCO women's basketball in El Dorado last night. Butler Community College over Neosho County, 81-60. The Butler women are now 16-6 on the season, and they are ranked number 21 in the nation. After that women's game, the Butler men hosting Neosho. Dennis Higgins had that one on Sports Radio KFH.
Hawkins in the front court. Picks up his dribble, right corner. Hopkins is going to spot up a wide-open three. Got it! Sean Hopkins finally on the board, hits a three, and the Grizzlies with their biggest lead of the night.
And the Butler men win it 81-67. The Butler men now 16-5 on the season. 9-1 on home court there at the power plant in El Dorado. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Obamacare back in the news. And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.